46-20, Ubley leads it by 26 over Memphis. After having a neck-and-neck game in the first half, Ubley really winding this one out and using the weather to her advantage now. Sweeney is back, set to kick this one off from his own 40-yard line. With the rain and wind at his back, kicks this one off, goes all the way down to the bounce at the 15-yard line. And they're running this one out to the 30. And Brian finally brought down maybe at the 31-yard line. Nope, pushed back to the 29. That's where the Yellow Jackets are going to start their offensive drive. They haven't scored since the first half, I believe. Both teams just trying to ride this one out. As Memphis now has a long field to work with, about 71 yards stand between them and a touchdown. And not to mention 11 Bearcats in between.
Memphis is going to have to do something right here, right now. They're going to have to good drive. They're going to have to score right now if they have any chance in this game whatsoever.
They put four men on the left side, one receiver to the right, and it's a handoff to Bowles up the middle. And not much going there, maybe 4 yards, maybe five if they're lucky, out to the 33-yard line. That's a gain of four, brings up second and six for the Yellow Jackets after a Bowles 4-yard gain.
The 6'1 senior, Tyler Drapeski, not fooled at all. Good discipline there, and stands his ground and makes the tackle.
Memphis comes out with three receivers to the left, one to the right. Bowles in the backfield with Hickman in the shotgun. 1:29 remains in the third quarter. Another handoff to Bowles, except probably catches him in the backfield. Maybe a loss of one, but probably more like a no gain on that one from Bowles. So now, make that third and six.
Austin Fisher making a tackle on that play. Just not fooled on that quarterback read option.
Bearcats really starting to hunker down their defense here. As the rain not letting up, nor is their defense. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. They lead by 26, 46-20. Three men to the left, Hagman in the shotgun. Bowles to his right, Hayes to his right. This one is to Hayes. Nope, pardon me.
I think 36, Nate Miller.
36 indeed. Nate Miller brings in the catch from Hagman. It's good enough for about 4 yards, but short of the first down. Brings up fourth and two from the 38-yard line of Memphis. Haven't seen many fourth downs for either team here. It's either been a score or just drive it right down and then finally punt it away in the second half. And looks like Memphis is going to just let the clock wind down here. There's 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. At the score, 46-20, Ubley leads it, and both teams going to step off, talk to their coaches in the fourth quarter action coming up right after this on WLEW.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance in the McVeigh Insurance Buy.
A little bit of rain couldn't stop the Friday night lights for 2012 high school football. This is WLEW Scoreboard. I'm Brian Terry. Scores in so far, Vassar at home beat out Lakers 22-6. The Bay City All Saints were shut out by Unionville Seboing 46-0. In eight-man football, Deckerville beat Kingston 36-0. Peck earned a great win over Carsonville Port Sanilac 44-13. This has been a look at your 2012 high school football sports scores for Friday night so far. Updates will come as they are available. For WLEW, I'm Brian Terry.
A lot of Ubley faithful still out here supporting their team as they have a 26-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Memphis facing a fourth and two ahead of them at their own 39-yard line. First down markers just shy of the 40-yard line. Hagman hands it off to Bowles, and he's got in the backfield. Ubley defense comes through again, number 67. Tyler Drapeski leading the tackling force there for the Bearcats, and it's going to be another turnover for Memphis. That's the third time tonight they've been stopped on fourth down.
Number 55, Daniel Rakowski, slowed him down first. you know, also made the tackle there. So good penetration by the bad, or bad, excuse me, where that came from. Ugly defense there as they blew up that play. It had no chance.
So first and 10 for the Bearcats now at the Memphis 39-yard line. But now we have an official timeout. They want to discuss something here. Not exactly sure what's happening. They're trying to keep all the footballs up.
Not lighting again.
We have all the officials. Oh, they want to measure this one. Well, the closest thing to a challenge, the call came from the far sideline. Right before there to move the ball to the right hash, the Memphis coach says, you know what, I want to see this. So they're going to bring out the chains here. Just to be precise, in my opinion, they had him in the backfield by a solid yard.
Yeah, and that
the spot was pretty generous.
Yeah, I didn't think it was close.
And they're stretching out the chains, and they're short by about
length of a football.
Length of a football short, and indeed it is a turnover of downs. Ugly offense comes back out of the field with 11:51 in the fourth quarter. The score, Ugly 46, Memphis 20. Well, the fans might be few, but there's plenty of color out there with all the umbrellas being pulled out. Everyone suddenly getting to know their neighbors pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Snuggling up close to everybody, trying to get them umbrellas, working their best.
First and 10 for the Bearcats at the Memphis 39-yard line. Just trying to milk this clock out as much as possible. Not many passes in our future here, I believe, for Ugly. Three-man in the backfield, swinging under center, T formation. It's a quick handoff right up the middle. Nothing going there. Memphis was all over that. No gaps to be seen. And there's a fumble on the snap. That's why. Man number 12, Brian Bland, comes up for it for Ugly. So a loss of a yard on that. Bland loses one and brings up second and 11. They now stand at the 40-yard line of Memphis. 11 and a half minutes to go in this one.
Good job by the senior there to keep an eye on the ball. Brian Bland saving a possession here for Ugly.
Brian Bland's kind of come alive the second half. He has six carries for 65 yards, averaging a first down every time he touches the ball. Second and 11 for Sweeney and the Bearcats. Moving right to left across your radio. It goes back to pass.
Wow.
And a little bit of a shuffle pass, per se. It's a pass intended for number 30, Curtis Booms, the senior end. Goes through the hands, goes incomplete. And now we're faced with a third and 11. Just after I say no passes, go figure.
Right, they did that just to spite you there, Clark. But he was open. It was a quick pass down the field, went right through his hands. Got to blame most of that probably on the rain. The pass was a little high, but still catchable there. Curtis Booms will definitely go back and say, hey, you know, Nick, my bad, I had that one.
Ball lies on the 40-yard line. The sticks all the way out to the 29-yard line. This is a handoff up to the left side. Kurt Kowalski gets tripped up at the 23-yard line, shy of the first down marker by about 4 yards. It's still a gain of 7 on the play. Brings up fourth and 4, fourth and 5, somewhere in there.
Why not give it to your guy that you know is going to grind out 5, 6, maybe not 7 yards on this play? Gives them a fourth and manageable here, a chance to extend this drive and run the clock a little bit further.
Kowalski has 17 carries for 97 yards, averaging 5.5 per carry. Fourth and 5, Ugly's going for it. They're at the Yellow Jacket 34-yard line. Sweeney keeps it on the left side, and he gets the first down. And then about 2 more yards, he's out to the 26-yard line before he's brought down by number 15 of Memphis, Serge Bowles. But it moves the chains, first and 10. Fourth down conversion is good for Ugly.
Yeah, nice play there by Sweeney. He actually, the play on the backside actually blew up a little bit on him. And he got out of the pocket quickly and burst upfield and kind of shifted his way for about 7 yards and got the first down.
First and 10 for Ugly. One thing to note, number 40, Ryan Hagg, is on the bench icing his right knee. Hagg has 3 carries for 18 yards tonight. Sweeney under center. 3 men in the backfield. Same formation all night long. It's a handoff to the right side to Bland. And we have a flag being given.